Welcome back to Latin America Review. I'm Camila, and we're here with the Nicaraguan Minister of Tourism, Anasha Campbell. Thank you so much for joining us today, Anasha.
Thank you, Camila, for having us.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from in Nicaragua, and what you do as Minister of Tourism. I think it's notable that you are super young. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Anasha Campbell is a Creole, Afro-descendant Nicaraguan, born in Bluefields on the South Autonomous Caribbean coast of Nicaragua. As you mentioned, very young. That holds the post of Minister of Tourism for the last 7 years now. And as Minister of Tourism in the ministry, our main objective is to promote the sustainable development of tourism in Nicaragua based on our people, main that they are really our main product. The people are the ones that holds the culture, that promotes our identity, our history, and are the ones that preserve also our natural resources. And so for us, all our strategies or plans have in the center the Nicaraguan people. And what we try to do through tourism is contribute to poverty alleviation in our country and the betterment of quality of life of the Nicaraguan people. And obviously promote Nicaragua as a tourism destination, both at a national level and at an international level. In terms of other backgrounds, I hold a PhD in social science with major in management, but also a degree in international relations with a minor in international trade and a specialization in strategic development of tourism, and also two postgraduate studies in regional integration.
So how would you say things are looking right now in terms of the recovery of the tourism sector and getting people to come back to the country and enjoy the Caribbean coast, for example, after these years of, you know, obviously some very slow travel throughout our region? How are things looking back in Nicaragua now?
I think things for us are looking great. I believe the 2 years we were all impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, it also gave us time to have some learned lessons and have some experiences around things like, for example, the importance of the domestic tourism, but also to promote that pride of being Nicaraguan, that pride in our culture, in our natural resources, which we share with our visitors. Also, I think Nicaragua has so much opportunities because we're not a massive destination. And I think now tourists are looking for that type of destination where you can have really warm experiences, authentic, original. And I think that's what Nicaragua offers. I must say that about the 90% of our population are fully vaccinated. And recently also our Ministry of Health gave a resolution in which we no longer request the COVID-19 test to enter our country, only a fully vaccine scheme. So a vaccination scheme, that's the only requirement to enter Nicaragua. So for us right now, I think recovery looks very positive. Even in the two last years, 2020 to 2021, we were focused more on the domestic tourism, but now we're focused more on the international arrivals. We're promoting campaigns as Nicaragua Naturally Beautiful, in which we try to showcase all the natural beauty that Nicaragua has, that combined with the diversity, with the warmth and hospitality of the Nicaraguan people that always receives with their hands open, with their hearts open, and with a big smile, all our visitors and tourists. So we're very optimistic of the recovery process. I must say, During these last years, the tourism sector has also shown to be very resilient and have been reinventing themselves over, but also innovating that creativity of the Nicaraguan people that overcomes every obstacle that over these last years we have had to face in the tourism industry. And also the fact that their president never declared an obligated quarantine that gave the opportunity not only of the tourism industry, but all the economic sector as a whole for people to continue their day-to-day work activities and to also gain that the benefit of the development also for the families, no? So in our case, I think COVID-19, yes, it was a very interesting experience, but we don't only look at the negative part, but also the positive things that came out of COVID-19. And we believe that Nicaragua, being not a massive destination, being one of the safest country in the Americas, having the best road system in the region that gives our tourists that opportunity to move quickly from a sun and beach destination in the Pacific to a colonial city to go and have that experience of a live volcano with lava that is so accessible. But then you can also go to the north and enjoy the mountains, the beautiful climate, enjoy a great coffee, and go then tour Caribbean coast and experience that other side of Nicaragua that's multi-ethnic, multilingual, pluricultural, in which also our cuisine is very varied. While on the Pacific is based on corn and the Caribbean is based on coconut milk and seafood. So I think that is what Nicaragua has to offer tourists. And we believe in this context of this new year and post-pandemic era, we have a lot to offer to all international tourists.
Anesha, I haven't personally had the opportunity to visit the Caribbean coast. In fact, I've only been in Nicaragua for the purposes of reporting and different sorts of coverage for very special events. So, for example, I'll be heading back there this month to celebrate the anniversary of the triumph of the revolution. But if I had a couple of extra days there, what would you suggest I do?
Well, the Caribbean coast, obviously, I think there's not much people that are aware that Nicaragua is as much Central American as we are Caribbean. And in these last years also, the government has been implementing different projects, infrastructure projects, in which now you can go directly by road from Managua, which is our capital, to Bluefields or to Pearl Lagoon, and have that experience of that other side of Nicaragua, in which you will enjoy listening to our people speaking a Creole English. You can hear my accent. I am actually from the Caribbean coast, but also the cultures, the diversity, the gastronomy in terms of also the traditional events. I think that unique of the diversity that Nicaragua has to offer. And the other thing that you can do so much in a short period of time, because we have great road system in all the country. There's no part of Nicaragua that you can't go because we have, I think, the best road system in the Central American region. So if I would have to recommend where to go or what to do in Nicaragua, there's so much, but I'll try to cut it down to one, Ometepe Island, which is a biosphere reserve. It's the largest island in a freshwater lake that is formed by two volcanoes, Concepcion and Madeiras. But then San Juan del Sur, which is our main destination in the Pacific, in which you can do surfing the 365 days of the year. Then Granada, which is one of our main colonial cities and one of the most important tourism destinations in the country, in which you can enjoy not only the architecture, the colonial architecture, but you can also interact with the people, learn of the culture, enjoy the 365 islands that are in the lake of Nicaragua. You can go climbing the Mombacho volcano also. Then I will continue with Masaya. Masaya is an active volcano in which you can see the live lava, and it's so accessible. You can go walking, you can go in bicycle, you can go by car, by vehicle, and enjoy this spectacular, amazing view of nature. You can then also go to León, which is the first capital of a revolution, and is known as one of the most cool destination in the world. And then you can enjoy also a World Heritage Site, as is the Cathedral of León. But also you can go visiting the different museums that León has to offer. And then obviously I would go to places like Matagalpa, where you have a different type of climate. It's more fresh. You can enjoy mountains, waterfalls, but also you can go a little bit more north to Madrid and enjoy the Somoto Canyon. Nicaragua has that advantage that we have the only geopark in the Central American region. We have it in Nicaragua, and is basically in that department of Madrid. And then, of course, the Caribbean coast being our main destination, Corn Island, which are two small islands really in front of Bluefields, in which you can enjoy sun and beach, white sand, turquoise water, but also the gastronomy of Corn Island that enchants and captivates our visitors. And then you can also go to Bluefields and enjoy our cultural activities, such as the Maypole, which is something that has, I think, a tradition of so many years, and in which we celebrate the fertility of the earth. No, May is usually the month when the first rains start in our country. And so the Maypole celebration is around this festivity in all the month of May. You can also go to Pearl Lagoon and enjoy the Pearl Keys, which are some small keys that are really have a spectacular view, a beautiful landscape. I think when you go from one side to the next of Nicaragua, you can enjoy that spectacular landscape, but also sunset and sunrise. But most of all, I think that interaction with the Nicaraguan people is what makes the visit and the experience in our country so unforgettable. And that's why our visitors tend to come back and to come back to our country.
You know, every country kind of develops its tourism in its own way. And, in some countries, the income from tourism only benefits large companies, foreign companies. I want you to tell us a little bit about, what the approach to tourism is in Nicaragua and how and if it benefits the Nicaraguan people.
We promote a responsible, sustainable, inclusive, and accessible tourism for all. Not only for foreigners, but for our Nicaraguan people. In that sense, I must say that our tourism industry is based on SMEs, being our Nicaraguan people, the ones that offer a service or a product to our visitors. In our country, you will not find so many big chains of hotels. You would find more like small boutique hotels that has their identity, that has history, and that are basically with the community, that are the ones that really offer a product and a service. And as government, what we promote is that sustainable but also responsive development of tourism, in which the benefits go to the Nicaraguan people. I think it does not make sense for you to develop tourism if your people, your community, are not the ones to benefit of this activity, because the country belongs to the Nicaraguan people. All our natural resources, our cultural identity are held by the Nicaraguan people. And so we really prioritize that the benefit of tourism go to Nicaraguan, the Nicaraguan people. As I mentioned before, also tourism is seen as part of our human development plan to be part of the economic and productive strategy. But what we seek through tourism is poverty alleviation for the Nicaraguan people and the betterment of the quality of life of our people. And the industry is based on SME. What we try to do is also have a balance. It's not that we're saying we don't want the big chains in our country, but it's a balance in which the Nicaraguan people are the protagonist of everything that, that we do. So that's why we promote it in both directions. If you are a foreign investor, you have benefits by the law 306, but also our national people have benefits if they invest in the tourism sector. And the other thing is our promotion strategy has always been in both directions. We have a department of national promotion and a department of international promotion. And so in national promotion, we promote a lot of activities that restitute that right of the Nicaraguan people to recreation, to culture, to interact also and enjoy tourism as a family, because we see tourism also as a human right for Nicaraguan people. And that's why we promote it, I think, on that a combination and that equity, both of national, but also the importance of the international arrival, but having all our focus on the Nicaraguan people who are the center of everything that we do as a government.
So we had the opportunity to, we spoke to the presidential advisors, Laureano Ortega, and of course, Michael Campbell, and they began to tell us bits and pieces about some Nicaraguan culture. We know baseball is huge in Nicaragua the same way it is in Venezuela and Cuba. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the surprising things of having to do with Nicaraguan culture that people might not be so familiar about?
Well, I think the main thing is that we have a policy of promoting our culture, promotion and preservation of our culture, in which through the Ministry of Culture, but also in collaboration with the municipalities and the other institution, we promote events, training, capacity building for people. And also we promote the different activities, we promote tourism, but having clear that not to alter really our identity or culture or natural and cultural patrimony, but to present Nicaragua as Nicaragua is, authentic, original to all our visitors. In terms of things that people should know, I think one, that we are the safest country in the Central American region and one of the safest in all the Americas continent. But also the diversity of the culture that Nicaragua has, no, which is a combination and a mixture of the indigenous heritage with European influence, but also Afro-Caribbean influence. And that's what makes Nicaragua unique. While on the Pacific was colonized by the Spanish, the Caribbean coast was a British protectorate up until 1894. And so each of our municipalities has their own traditional dish, but also their festivity that is for each municipality. They have their patron saint, they have their traditional events, but also The gastronomy, as I mentioned before, it depends on what part of the country you go to. You find different dish, different drinks also. Being it on the Pacific, mainly based on corn, while on the Caribbean is based on seafood and coconut milk. And so you'd find different events around the year. It depends on what part of the year you come to the country, but I think some of the things that outstands, I mentioned before the Maypole celebration on the Caribbean coast, which is in all the month of May, the whole month of May, you'll find celebration that goes from the communities to the municipalities itself. But then we have things like the Griteria, we call it, in which we celebrate the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary. The date is the 8th of December, but the celebration is the 7th of December. And I think that's something unique in which people share with everyone that comes, no? And we give this thing they call La Gorra. You go and you do the grito, which is quien causa tanta alegría, and then you would answer La Concepción de María. And then they would give you like an offering. And it's a celebration in all Nicaragua, although mainly in León is where it was born and where I think there is the biggest celebration of this cultural and traditional event. But also you have patron saints really in most of the municipalities. You have also places like Masaya, which is known to be the cradle of our folklore here in Nicaragua. And so you find also the handcrafts that are different depending from what part of the country you go to. You'll find like handcrafts made of clay or other one made of board, of different types of board. In the northern part of the country, you'll find also different types of handcrafts. So I think that diversity that you find in Nicaragua is very hard to find it in other countries. In terms of, if you'd ask me what is Nicaragua's main traditional dish, it would be very hard because there's so much. And I think the gastronomy of our country is one of the things that people always highlights. But there are some other things that I'd like to highlight. Nicaragua has 4 biosphere reserve, 3 of them that is recognized already by the UNESCO, but also we have the only geopark in Central America, 700 different species of bird, the 7% of the world biodiversity, you find it here in Nicaragua, 27 volcanoes, 7 of them active, 2 of the 7 places in the world where turtle nests massively, you'd find it in Nicaragua also. And so I think that that diversity and variety, not only in culture, but also in nature that Nicaragua has to offer. Paradise islands, some of them that are really virgin islands, and a lot of virgin places in the country, forests. But I think that is what makes Nicaragua unique, and maybe not plenty people know that different multi faces that Nicaragua have, and then also the people that are multi-ethnic, multilingual, pluricultural, in which even though Spanish is our official language on the Caribbean coast, all the other languages are also official. So I think that makes Nicaragua unique, that mixture of our indigenous heritage with the European influence, but also the Afro-Caribbean side of Nicaragua is what makes it very, very, very special.
Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up with one last question. I think it's very interesting, and this is not really something that I don't know if people consider this to be part of, you know, what they think of with Nicaraguan tourism, but, you know, this whole month, every day, people are celebrating the liberation of another city or town because it's the month of Julio Victorioso. Maybe you can explain a little bit to us, you know, if someone were to be here, I was actually there this time last year, but I wasn't, I was doing interviews, so I didn't get to go around to all the towns. This year, I hope to be there a couple of days before the 19th. But can you explain, you know, the kind of celebrations that are taking place out in the streets in the different parts of the country and how it lasts the whole month?
I believe it's a celebration of all Nicaraguans. It's really a jubilee of remembering that legacy, that strong part of our history, of a country that the people is so victorious, so hardworking, that loves peace. And I think right now in each municipality, in each little part of our country, you would find either a concert or a parade or a carnival celebrating really the liberation of the Nicaraguan people from the Somoza dictatorship, which was something in which all Nicaraguans were involved. So this, the whole month of this Julio Victorioso, as we call it, is from one celebration to another during the whole month. And then the big day is the 19th of July, in which it is so impressive to see the families, young, old, everyone come together, gather together to commemorate such historic event in the Nicaraguan history, and for which Nicaragua is also known abroad, because Nicaragua has been that example of how a country, when it comes together, the people, we're stronger together, and there's nothing impossible. And so I think that the history of our heroes, of all those who gave their life for us to enjoy now freedom, to enjoy development, to have the opportunity of education and also health in a free way. We don't pay for education. Education and our health system are free for all Nicaraguan. But also give the youth, empower the Afro-descendant and indigenous people of our Caribbean, the inclusion of the Caribbean coast in the Human Development Plan, to see each day a new park, a new road, a new hospital inaugurated, a new school. I think those are the things that we celebrate in this Julio Victorioso, and which every day in our country, there is a celebration. And the important thing is seeing the unity of the families that come and celebrate with different events, as I mentioned, concert, parades, you name it, and you can find it in Nicaragua in the month of July. And then the 19th of July, you'll see like a massive celebration of all Nicaraguans who come together and also enjoy the message of our president, Comandante Daniel, and also our vice president, Rosario Murillo.
Thank you so much, Anasha, for that wonderful that wonderful explanation of everything that Nicaragua has to offer. We really look forward to seeing you know, how the celebrations take place this year for the 19th. We know they've already begun, and we hope to be able to bring some of those images to our audiences. But thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you very much, and we wait to have you and all your audience here in the land of lakes and volcanoes, the land of Darío and Sandino, Nicaragua. Thank you very much.